Queen City Chamber Opera, the little opera company that absolutely can, returns with the thrilling conclusion of Richard Wagner's opera Siegfried. Artistic director Isaac Celia is here with the details. Welcome back, Isaac.
Thank you, Anne. It's great to be here.
For those who may have missed out on the first two acts over the last 2 years and the preceding two operas, please fill us in what's been going on.
So if you want to see the entire show, you can go to YouTube and you can watch the productions we did of Acts 1 and 2. If you want to invest 3 hours in seeing everything that happened. But this story roughly parallels kind of the Lord of the Rings plot in that there's a powerful ring. And it's very complicated, as most opera plots are. And there's Wotan, who's the head god, and he has lost the ring and is trying to get it back. But he can't get it back himself because he gave it as part of a price. And if he were to take it back, it would be breaking a deal. Long story short, he has to convince a naive warrior to get it back for him. And he tries once with his son, and it doesn't work out, so he tries again with his grandson, Siegfried. Now, Siegfried is absolutely fearless, but he's also very stupid, because his parents were siblings, and he was raised by a dwarf in the forest. So in the first acts, he forges a sword, he kills a dragon because he's fearless, and in his zeal to learn what fear is, he then tries to scale this mountain covered in fire, upon which Wotan has left his daughter Brunhilde deep asleep.
And that's where the curtain rises and he doesn't exactly come upon her surrounded by fire. Something has to happen first before that.
Well, first, Wotan has a little chat with Erda, the earth goddess, and they kind of jockey for position, and he realizes that he's lost all of his power, and she puts him in his place. And then Wotan realizes Siegfried's coming, and he thinks he might try to stop him as well, but his power has drained too far, so he can't stop him at all.
Unless people want any more confusion, I should say, and just to add to the confusion, Erda happens to be the mother of Brunhilde and her
exactly.
Seven sisters.
It's all in the family.
That's right. This is such a family dystopia here. Isaac, when we think of Wagner, we think beyond grand opera. We think huge. But for the most part, The Ring is a chamber piece. There are often no more than two people on stage.
Exactly. This act is just a series of three duets involving four singers total. The drama on stage is very intimate. That being said, there's still some grandeur to it because it deals with these big, epic ideas. The orchestra is pretty big. And it's interesting to note that this will actually be the first time in over 100 years that this work has been performed in Ohio. And this is the first time that a resident Ohio arts organization has performed the entire Siegfried.
And I know you're eager to tell us about the cast. You have two very exciting singers with really impressive credentials. So start from the beginning when we have Wotan and Erda before you get to the really thrilling...
the thrilling finish. So the curtain rises on Wotan, who is played by baritone Daniel Schofield, who sang the same role when we did Act 2 last season. And in the meantime, he's also sung in a production of Verdi's Otello at the Fenice Festival of the Voice. And he also has a Rigoletto to his credit. He's really one of the hottest young baritones in the country who does the dramatic repertoire. And then singing Erda opposite him, we have a local artist, Ellen Graham, who sang with Queen City Chamber Opera last season in our production of Israel and Egypt. And in the meantime, has sung with none other than the Cincinnati Pops. Then later in the act, we have Siegfried, who enters, and Siegfried is sung by Jason Wixon, who recently covered the role of Walter in Wagner's final comedy, Meistersinger, at the Glyndebourne Festival. And he also has credits in Wagnerian and Verdian repertoire at Opera Hong Kong, Opera Carolina, really a very exciting young tenor to watch. And then Brunhilde, which is a very difficult role to cast, is sung by Mitra Mastropiero, who is going to be covering the role of Abigail in Nabucco, Chicago Lyric Opera this season. Now, that's one of the hardest roles in the entire repertoire to sing. It's a real voice killer. So this is a very, very special, unique voice. She sung Tosca and Norma at Croatia at the Croatian National Theater, earned rave reviews there.
Well, that's a really awesome cast. And Ellen Graham also was featured in Concert Nova this past summer. She was in Concert Nova's food and music concert. And
yeah, she
was,
baked a chocolate cake.
She was Julia Child. That's a pretty impossible feat. And she executed it magnificently. So I dare say she will be, as Anna Russell calls her, a great green-faced torso. And speaking of green-faced torsos, tell us about your production team. Are they a returning crew?
It is indeed a returning crew. We have Lizzie Duquette, local Cincinnati artist based in Price Hill, who is really outdoing herself. Over the summer, she went to Vermont and worked with a company called Bread and Puppets that specializes in all sorts of really intricate puppetry. And she learned a lot about how to create very lifelike puppet set pieces. So I don't want to give too much away, but Erida, as an earth goddess, might be part of the set, actually a mountain on stage with moving limbs.
And Bread and Puppet Theater is one of those iconic companies. They've been doing extraordinary work for half a century more.
Really so incredible, yeah.
And what about lighting?
Lighting is being done by Sally Stewart, who seems to be working at every single theater in Cincinnati. She's a mainstay at everything on the West Side, be it the Warsaw Federal Theater at the Incline or Landmark Productions, and really does incredible work in all types of repertoire.
This production is co-sponsored by the Cincinnati Wagner Society. So how are they participating? What's their role?
Well, they're helping by drumming up the Wagnerians, because Wagner is something that doesn't get produced and performed a lot. So there are people who are really hungry all over the country for any Wagner production. So there's an entire network of Wagner societies of people who love Wagner, and they're just spreading the word among all those people. Hopefully we'll get a pretty good turnout from people as far away as, you know, California, who just really want to see some live Wagner.
Have you had people come from that far away to your productions?
Surprisingly, we do. We have a few mainstays who keep coming from Florida, California, New York City, who just want to see Wagner in Cincinnati.
That's awesome. And you did mention the orchestra, and in any Wagner opera, it's something of a competition between the orchestra, because it is such a large force.
It is.
And you need the voices that can sing over it. So tell us about your ensemble.
Well, the ensemble is incredible musicians in the area who have graduated from CCM or are freelancing in the area. And it is a challenge balancing, you know, an enormous orchestra against just one singer, especially in a small space. But I think we've hit on a very special solution. We found a set of acoustic panels that we're going to use to actually build a pit right underneath the stage so that the orchestra isn't going to be playing directly into the audience. There's going to be something to absorb a little bit of the sound to give it more of the feel of what it's like in Bayreuth, where you have a covered pit.
And how many are in your orchestra?
I think we're going to have 45 to 48, depending on how many violins we can fit in there.
You use a reduced orchestration, don't you, for this?
Since Wagner was so popular right during his lifetime, there were many musicians who wanted to be able to perform it in theaters that were smaller than the enormous theater he built in Bayreuth. So there was a violist who had played under Wagner named Alfons Abbas, who did a reduction that got rid of all the weird Wagnerian instruments like the Wagner tubas and the bass trumpet and the bass trombone. So you can still do Wagner with all the lines covered and with an orchestra of about 45, 50.
After you conclude this, we still have about 16 hours left to go in Wagner's Ring Cycle, and I'm counting the other, Walküre act that you did. So what's up next?
We're going to keep plowing through, and we have a few other projects that we're thinking of. I'd really like to start doing some Russian repertoire. I'm really liking Tchaikovsky these days, but we're just going to keep doing the Ring. I think if we keep it up at one act a year, we'll be done in less than 8 years.
So we do have that to look forward to. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's always great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me here.
Isaac Celia is Artistic Director of Queen City Chamber Opera. The production of Act 3 of Wagner's Siegfried is on Friday, October 21st and Sunday, October 23rd at the Dunham Arts Center in Price Hill. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.